So as they're addressing our needs, they're asking us to explore greater wealth, greater truth, greater allowance. So as the energies come forth, they're coming forth to educate our arrival. In other words, to teach us the promised land, to teach us our availability, to teach us how to attune to true life. Because remember, as we're electing the ego, as we're following the old paradigm, there is a new reach, there's a new choice, there's a new option that is heralding in, that's coming forth to bring forth provisions. So these energies that are being offered are to help us feel that highest claim, feel that reality. So when I receive it, it's sort of like there's the world that we align to normally. And then there's this offering of truth. And this offering of truth gives us mobility. In other words, it helps us to take our next step. It helps us to arrive. It helps us to forecast our horizon because we forecast it. We create it. We create it through our magical impulse. So magical impulse is really just alchemy. It's realizing that we already exist beyond dualism. We already exist beyond just the facts, ma'am. So as we will permit ourselves full partnership, full retrieval. Now, when I said full partnership, it was like, boom, it was like, whoosh, full partnership. So it's like getting to know ourselves in our truest claim. This is where we become very magical. And we prosper. Prosper sounds nice. So we call in that which supports us. We call in that which expands our richness. So again, as we expand our richness of delight, we open up to this portal of relevance. When I just said portal of relevance, it was like, the energies are just tingling all around me because we're opening up to our truth. We're opening up to our truest allowance. Now, to me, it just looks like sacred geometry, but it's, oh my gosh, it's almost like traveling around a gemstone ring or something like that. And so the energies seem to be going counterclockwise. And so as we... And I just keep wanting to do this over and over and over again. And so what I'm seeing are like dolphins. So it's fifth dimensional consciousness that we're receiving, that we're bringing forth to our highest placement. In other words, allowing ourselves the gift of true reality, of true establishment, of true ascension, because we ascend in consciousness. We open up to our grandest claim. We open up to our holy existence. So this is not just following the old memory that has a very limited opportunity. In other words, it's like a ping pong ball. It's like it goes back and forth and back and forth. And that's literally all it does. So this is where we have boundaries. We have limitations on what we can expect, on what we can perceive. So we create our new reality based on our new approach. In other words, receiving ourselves beyond our resistance to allow magic to occur, to allow our true alchemist arrival. So receiving our full endorsement. And so as we allow ourselves that full breath of extension, that full lineage, that full rite of passage, and again, there's this portal opening that's presenting for our sort of like re-education. In other words, coming to realize who we truly are, that we're already connected to the stars, that we're already connected to our highest branch. So as we receive this, as we permit, as we allow, there is somebody that it's like you're just all mermaid. You either had a lifetime as a mermaid, I'm not sure what's going on, but it's just you're all mermaid. So beautiful, so very beautiful. So again, we're opening up and exploring our true horizons, because as we gift ourselves that claim, that reconnection, that entitlement, from that energy, from that from that awareness, we open up doors. And so this is where possibilities come in, because we're the ones claiming it. We're the ones saying yes. We're the ones permitting new introduction. So this is realizing that in truth, we have not fully understood who we are. We don't understand all that we already are entitled to, that we already are fully endorsed for receivership. So as we will entitle ourselves, as we will receive our full exposure, there is, oh my gosh, the energy is just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And it's giving us a sense of peace and completion in the here now. So even though these energies are almost like going to cook, they're almost going to like percolate within us and open us to our riches that may seem like they're occurring in our tomorrow and tomorrow after that. They're occurring all in the now. So it's understanding the purpose of involvement. It's understanding the purpose of inclusion, to include yourself in your destiny. So this is reaching for the stars, reaching for your holiness, reaching for your total permission. And again, it just swings, yeah, counterclockwise, it just swings to the left somehow. And these energies, how do I describe this? They're just new energies. This is not like anything I seem to have recalled. So as we will allow this true stance, this true provisions, it's allowing these energies to, what would be that word? Sort of like help us understand where we are already standing. Help us to see things from new placements. So this is where you may be just like in a little teeny tiny quarter of your landscape. And so with these energies, it gives you reach, it gives you stride, so that you can check things out from a different placement. And so remember, perception creates reality, because once you can perceive it, once you see it in consciousness, it's stored. And then we bring that forth. So it's all there for our looking glass, for our recognition. So these energies come to delight. I also have, oh, what would you call that? Like turquoise or aqua and like a raspberry kind of color. So these, they're just brilliant. So as we will receive, as we will offer ourselves for full engagement. So in other words, allowing yourself to transfer consciousness in a new direction as dictated by your higher self. So we don't have to understand. What we do is permit our, like our highest decree. So in English, whatever is for our best good, whatever is for our highest and best good, and to allow that place of transference, to allow that place of new offerings, new, even when I say new, it doesn't even feel right, because it's more so of like return. It's sort of like returning to your truth, returning to your former obligation. So it's almost like if you got out of your seat and you've been roaming around And then it's like, okay, return to your seat. So when I say that, it's because even though it's like new in terms of what we've experienced in this lifetime, it's really a very sort of comfortable development through this portal, because we're returning to our natural state. So it really does feel like, even though it's new, it's also familiar. It's also familiar because you're expanding your riches, you're expanding your entitlement. So as we will receive, we offer this to our full union. In other words, to our Christ itself, to our completion, to our full expansion. And we do that in arriving at our true placement. So in other words, we've all agreed when we incarnated to hold a certain placement, hold a certain energy frequency, carry that frequency in different patterns. And so as we hold ourselves in that place of honor, now that place of honor is, oh my gosh, my third eye is like pounding. That place of honor is very significant for us to receive ourselves in honor. So the ego will just, oh my gosh, has other witnessing. So what we're doing is returning to the true scripts, to the true scripture, and witnessing our place of honor. So this means our own perception of self, returning to honor, honoring the self, honoring your connection to your holiness, to your divine self. So as we seal this activation, as we seal this promise of faith, we do so in tribute to our higher self, to our higher vision. So they were very specific about that, that what we're doing is receiving our master self. And so as we receive that in glory, in delight, just the way, imagine Mary Magdalene just showing up in your living room. It would just be delightful. It would just be, oh gosh, just the best of the best of the best. That's how they ask us to receive our divine self. Just the best of the best of the best, or whatever your words are. With honor, let us pray. They're asking us these are going to be my words, not theirs. My words would be hike it up. So, again, I came up with Mary Magdalene. You can have anybody you would like. Pick a master, your favorite one, and then see yourself in equal stature. Equal, side by side, toe to toe. Equal stature. Receive yourself in your beauty. Receive yourself in your elegance. Receive yourself in your conclusion, meaning your awakened status. Receive your awakened self now. So wherever we are, there are all these crystals. It's like, oh gosh, it's just wherever I look, it's almost like a cave, but instead of stone, everything is crystal. Now these crystals are alive and they are pulsating, emanating energy to support our prospecting. In other words, to help us receive our full endowment. So I'm not 100% sure where we are, but it's just crystal. Wherever you look, it's just massive crystals. And the energy from it, it's like it's magnetizing, bringing out our brilliance, so that we feel it, so we resonate to it. It's almost like one of those salt rooms they have these days, but instead of salt, it's they're all crystals. Receive yourself in your honor. Now, see these energies, see these new engagements, see these new principles, see these new devotional patterns stirring your arrival. In other words, see these energies breaking up old prescriptions, old attitudes, beliefs, structures in terms of your beliefs, in terms of your perceptions. See these energies offering new entitlements, new approaches, and see it occurring quite effortlessly because, again, you are now the alchemist. See these energies, I'm just going to say kind of like percolating. In other words, they're like marinating. They're working their magic and bringing forth new awarenesses, new ideas. And as we do this, we open up to new timelines, new frequencies, new exposures. In English, it will make it easier for us to break old patterns of thought, old patterns of behavior. So let's just take one more moment as we seal this. As we commit to be of service to our divine self, our I Am presence. Knowing our steps are guided. Knowing we're watched over and cared for. Knowing we're never alone. So it is. And there's the mermaid. There's still the mermaid. So quite beautiful. Quite beautiful indeed. So everybody, welcome. Thank you so much for participating in that. Let me read the chat real quickly. Okay. So we're going to see how we can be of further service. We will begin with Sherry.
I just want a message that was really strong energy, and I love crystals, so that was really cool.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. A message, please.